Hello out there, and welcome to Shannon and Craig's. So, how was your weekend? I'm here with a little title disclaimer here before we get this rolling. When we started recording the podcast, our original title was simply, How Was Your Weekend? And in the process of recording and getting this all together, someone came out with a podcast by that title. So we've slightly changed ours and simply don't have the editing skills to replace the title in the recordings that we've done. So now you know that, and here we go. Hello, and welcome to How Was Your Weekend? In search of interesting answers to the world's most boring question. It's Shannon here.
I'm Craig.
And we are prepping for our next event. Should there be a drum roll? No.
No drum roll, I am wearing the appropriate clothes for it. I'm wearing some soft sole shoes. I'm wearing a lovely pair of slacks. And it looks as though you're wearing a nice flowy dress. So I think we're ready to get into the swing of this.
And go contra dancing?
Yeah. Yeah, let's contra dance, shall we? So
I don't really want to, but we're going to.
We're gonna. As you know, in our podcast, we do a little bit of research before we dive into our events for the weekend. We just completed our 10 minutes of research time, and I was happy with the stuff that I found. I've had some experience contra dancing, like very minimally, but what I found here, I thought was great.
I, on the other hand, have had no experience contra dancing, and it's only when I moved up to this area from the New York City tri-state area that I even heard of contra dancing. So the first I ever heard of this was about a year ago from someone, I'll just say a hippie-ish person mentioned it to me.
Sure. And that's, we're surrounded by it now. We are in southern New Hampshire, southern Vermont area of the world. Very rural, shall we say. So I knew about it for a while. It's something that happens in gym classes, something that I did in gym class. I've been to weddings where I've actually contra-danced for weddings. Like, that was the thing.
So it's a real thing here.
It's a real thing. It happens all the time. I think we joked the other day as we were deciding what we were going to do that there was probably a contra-dance going somewhere on in the world that we could just join at that moment in time.
In this town.
In this town. Probably multiple contra-dances.
And through a little bit of research, we found going into this weekend, within a reasonable distance from where we live, there's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday contra dance opportunity. So it's the hot ticket in these parts.
Yeah, and it can be done anywhere. So we know that they're done in firehouses, in town halls, in restaurants.
In libraries.
In libraries. You don't need much room.
Which brings us to one misconception I had was that you would need a lot of room to do contra dance, but apparently that is not the case.
So you've heard about this from your hippie friend. Tell me what they told you. What was your idea of what we are going to be getting into before jumping into this?
So here's what happened. When I first moved up here, I was concerned that I was perhaps not hippie-ish enough to fit in. And so when contra dance came up, I totally did the thing where you pretend you know what someone is talking about. So I didn't ask any questions. I didn't ask for any explanation. I just acted as though I knew what it was. I thought I had an idea about what it was. I assumed it was like square dancing with a farmer and banjos. The farmer, for some reason, is the person calling out the moves in right. My mind.
Like country line dancing?
Does a farmer call out the moves? And a cowboy does.
Probably.
That,
right? I don't know. That's maybe another show. Country
Perhaps
line
it
dancing.
Is.
Which we could also find with ubiquity around this town.
City. So you're saying that country line dancing is a totally different thing from contra dancing?
Yeah. It is not the same thing.
Okay.
Shall we get into the history of what
Sure.
we found?
I found a little history.
Okay.
Okay, mine is very brief, so perhaps I should share it first. Brief and confusing.
Brief.
So maybe I will briefly confuse everyone, and then you can shed some light on this.
Okay.
I found that contradance has influence from English, Scottish, French dancing, and African influence from Appalachia. Is that how you say it?
Absolutely.
Appalachia?
Mm-hmm.
Appalachia?
Sure.
Which I found confusing, only to discover that the banjo has roots in West Africa, hence the African Appalachian influence. And it's hard for me to imagine a style of music and dance that would encompass all of those different things. Tell us more.
Tell us more. Well, I found through, again, this information could be wrong. But what I did find is that the first ever mention of contradancing came from a guy named Homer. He wrote a little story.
Homer Simpson?
No, I wish it was.
Okay.
Although they did do a remake of it. Is one of a Treehouse of Horrors. No, Homer in the Iliad, in the 18th song of the Odyssey. In the Iliad, actually referred to it from Achilles, who apparently was just like sailing the world, swooning on ladies, and everyone's like, oh my god, that guy's so great, right? So they talked about how he came to an island one time, and boys and girls were lined up dancing and having a good old merry time. And then really nothing else happened. That until, like, we found, until 1651 was my next date. And there was also a little bit of history with the Vikings. But nothing happened from Homer in the Iliad to Vikings. And then 1651, I saw it listed as English country dancing.
So it wasn't significant enough, at least, over that period of history to record.
Sure.
I think there were some other things going on.
A few things happened. The age of exploration.
Yeah. Maybe not a whole lot of time for contradance.
Right. Not a lot of happy times. What do you have next after that? Is that like your? Is that all you have for history?
Yes, that is pretty much all I have, with the exception of I spent a moment. I'm just gonna say what I Google searched, which was why are hippies into contradancing, and I found out that it was the hippies of the 60s that brought it back. I don't know when it went out of style and how many years passed before the hippies took it on as their thing in the 60s. So thank you, hippies of the 60s, for bringing back contradance, or we would have nothing to do this
weekend. We would have nothing to do, and I wouldn't have got my like one detention in gym class in fifth grade for refusing to contradance with some of the girls I thought were pretty, even though I was like, I don't know what's going on.
I can understand how that would happen, because what I've learned about contradancing so far is making me nervous to participate as a relatively fully functioning adult, never mind a fifth grader. Maybe we can get to that later, because we have to finish up the history here.
It's true. So I found it as, this is the part that I thought was just most brilliant. So it was listed as English country dancing, which is okay. And so the 17th century, you know, those French people over there in Europe, think that they had invented everything. I don't know, democracy. You've all seen Talladega Nights, right? So they thought they invented everything. So they were sort of like miffed that somebody else invented something culturally significant. Because if you even look at some of those like movies we have now of like French kings and queens, they're all sort of doing country line, like line dance, right? They're essentially doing a contra dance. So what happened was, or at least what I found on this resource was, they didn't want them to get any credit. So the name country dance, if you think about it, kind of sounds like contra dance. It does. So the French said, and this is the kicker, the English took it from us because we, and excuse my French here, that's one, called it contredan, C-O-N-T-R-E-D-A-N-S, which the translation means opposites dance. So they went, no. Sorry, French people. We're going to take it back from the English, and that's really what happened. It was ours, and then they said, oh, it sounds like contra dance, you know, like, and so, whatever. So anyways, came back to the United States, where we got repopularized again, and the English actually took that translation, turned it to contra dance.
Wow, there was a whole lot of beef.
There was mad
historical background.
Everyone loves to dance. And here's another great quote that I found, is that contra dancing is being thrust to the opposite sex in your arms every 30 seconds. That's what contra dancing is like. But it's really not true. Really what ends up happening is that you get to dance with everybody else.
That, I found that as well.
Yeah.
Should we get into what we're expecting or what we learned we ought to expect from going to a modern day contra dance?
Sure. Let's come on back to that. So far, we have talked about the history of contra dancing, and we are going to get into our expectations of what's going to happen when we go contra dancing. And Shannon has some information about what we're going to wear.
Yes. At the beginning, you mentioned some of the clothing that is suggested for contra dancing. For the ladies, before I get into that, let me speak of my misconceptions. I was hoping this was an event where I could wear some overalls or some type of Little House on the Prairie style dress gown. One of those things that kind of looks like a nightgown dress.
Okay.
From Little House on the Prairie.
I get it.
Thing. One thing I learned is that you should have special shoes, dance sneakers, or jazz shoes if you intend on contra dancing regularly.
Do not show up in Jordans.
No. Which
I'm going to show up in Jordan.
I was going to say that would be both of our first instincts. Yeah, they're great dancing shoes.
We have a mean shoe game.
You need shoes with a smooth sole so that you can slide across a wooden floor. I don't know that I have any shoes like that because I look for traction in a shoe. And
you don't need Toms?
Don't get me started on Toms.
Interesting story. I have a lot of pairs of Toms and I think they're wonderful.
Mm.
Great business motto. Buy one. You have one? I got some. You can borrow some of mine. We have the same size feet.
Oh, no. So, sensible shoes. Sliding across a wooden floor.
I'm going to wear my Toms all the time.
Say Toms one more time. Say it one more time. Yeah. This is very interesting. Many women like to wear skirts or dresses with twirlability, which is very appealing to me. Also, some men like to wear the twirly skirts as well. So, I'll wear your Toms. I can lend you a twirly skirt.
Absolutely.
It sounds like we've got some stellar outfits in the making. Also, another option for you. Yes, light slacks and a t-shirt or a button-down shirt. Totally acceptable. However, some men also like to wear Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, outstanding.
And so, I would like to see you in a Hawaiian shirt, a twirly skirt, and your best pair of Toms.
I don't have a Hawaiian shirt anymore. I do have some very nice pairs of Toms. And then the dress. We can make that happen.
Great.
Awesome. And then I can do my swings, I can do my do-si-dos, I can do my promenades and my alamads.
I have heard of do-si-do.
Right.
From the one time I went square dancing as a Girl Scout.
Right, but it's different.
A different do-si-do.
Just the dance. Contra dances have a whole bunch of people. Doesn't really matter as long as they're set up in pairs. Square dancing only has four sets of couples.
Yeah. I knew a square was involved, but I couldn't even remember if any number of people can just make a square shape or...
Right. Nope.
It's a little bit more
a square with a square number. Yep.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two lines.
Two parallel lines.
And you are facing your dance partner. Do you keep your dance partner for an entire song?
That's the information I wasn't quite sure about because the information I saw was you get to dance with everybody else. Remember, I'm thrust into the arms of every opposite sex, which sounds fantastic. And scary.
Yeah, I'm starting to sweat.
I did see that, but I also saw that you could also keep your partner the whole time because of the moves that were involved. So I think it goes both ways.
Huh. Speaking of which, I found that you switch partners. I don't know if it's each song or frequently. Typically, women ask men to dance. Men ask women to dance. But men can dance with men, and women can dance with women.
Right.
I'm starting to sweat even more as we move on to the topic of having to ask other people to dance.
Yeah, I think you should be all set. I've had a couple of experiences with these and other friends going to contra dances, and like women are just like hawked on big time. And because you're at a contra dance, like you're gonna get picked up.
But I don't know that I want
It'll happen. It's like totally opposite. Like, yo, I'm wearing a wedding ring and they still got picked up. You're getting hawked on, man.
But I don't like talking to strangers.
It's gonna happen. Me, however,
touching them.
Yes, I have a very large bubble and I'm gonna have to be around many people who are gonna scare me. So it's just, I will not get a date at the end of it. You will get many, but we're both married, so it doesn't really count.
How old are these people I'm going to have dates with? Will the date be at the nursing home where I'll be feeding them soup?
Right, delicious soup. I saw that there was the most, their age range is generally from like 20 to 65, because I think after 65, like your hips just start to deteriorate from your smooth walking steps. Not a dance. Your smooth walking steps.
That sounds a little bit more manageable. Which, now that you mention it, between what you're supposed to wear and this whole interacting with other humans, we haven't even talked about the fact that we actually have to dance.
There's no dancing.
Or move our feet or walk fancy.
We're going to have to...
In a specific way.
Skip holding hands. Right. But you know what? At the end of the day, contra dancing is an amusement park ride we make for ourselves, quote unquote, unknown.
Unknown.
Amusement park.
A visionary. Theory, yeah. Though.
The rest is just details. I think we should get into it. I think we need to go put our dresses on.
Our skirts with twirlability.
Yep. And I just think we need to get into it.
Okay, because I'm just going to confess something. I feel like I'm too cool to go contra dancing.
Yeah.
I'm going anyway, but I fully admit I have that attitude going into it that I'm going to be too cool for it.
Oh, that's great, because I have the attitude of having done it in gym class and weddings and other social events that I really have, like, hate it. It's kind of like running. You're like, I don't want to run. I want to eat. And be warm in my bed all day, and then you go and you're like, wow, I'm kind of glad I did that, and your cheeks end up hurting from smiling so much.
Really? Sort of like you never regret having gone running, you never regret having contra danced.
Yep.
Unknown. Patent pending. All right. Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Hello and welcome to How Was Your Weekend? Shannon here. And Craig, question for you. How was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. I was spun. I spun myself. I spun other people. I was thrust into the arms of the opposite sex. And I also, I'm sure, violated some of them and their love of dancing.
All right. And that can only mean one thing.
Oh, yeah, what?
That you went contra dancing.
I did go contra dancing. We went contra dancing this past weekend. We put our toes in the water, if you will, of dancing.
Let me begin by saying we stayed up late enough to attend an event that started at 8 p.m.
on a weekday night. Yeah, I haven't stopped smiling.
Right.
Or spinning, or dancing, or thinking about spinning and dancing.
Agreed.
So let's talk.
All right. Should I start out and just lay down the bombshell before we get into the details?
I'm ready for the bombshell, so go for it, Jordan.
Okay, we'll start dramatically. So at the end of our research portion of contra dancing, it was clear that I was pretty apprehensive and even sort of dismissive of contra dancing as a thing. And I believe I said, I think I'm too cool for contra dancing. And I now retract that, and I want to change that statement to, I am not cool enough for contra dancing. And I truly mean
it. Yeah, I am not good enough for contra dancing.
I second that as well.
My dancing skills are not up to snuff. And everyone was very nice to us and to me in particular. Of like, this is how you should dance.
Right.
I said sorry a lot and I was like, just throw me around. It was kind of wild.
I said hi and giggled a lot.
Yeah.
So I think part of why we were so warmly received had to do with our outfit preparation. So maybe we should talk a little bit about that.
Yep. I wore my best Toms, my pink socks, which I'm still wearing. Haven't taken them off yet. It's been a while since that contra dance as well, so that's kind of good. Yep, so I wore my best light denim rolled up to show my flashy pink socks and my soft-soled shoes, which I brought separately. Yes. A button-down and a cardigan.
Yeah, it was classic.
And you had very twirlable, Is that what it was?
I think you would call it twirlable. The most twirlable dress I owned. And then I was really pleased that I decided to wear my classic Chuck Taylors because I had four different pairs of shoes I was choosing between. And thankfully, one of the other dancers was also wearing Converse, and that made me feel like immediately like I was going to fit in. Although I did not bring my shoes to change into, and it was like walking into a yoga studio with your shoes on. That's how I felt.
Yep.
That was a rough start.
Yeah. So before we even got there, you picked me up when we sort of giggled on the way over, and you wanted to play the what if game, which I shut down pretty quickly. You want to roll us through your what if?
Sure. My biggest what if was, what if we arrive and no one else is there? And it is just the two of us, because I thought one of two things happens there. We go into this event and end up having a private contra dance class, which sounds really intense. Or secondly, we just bail on the whole thing because there would not be enough people for us to blend in with.
I did not entertain the what if game. I shot it down pretty quickly because I said, we're in it, we're going to go, and if there's little people, we can go and ask more questions. If there's a whole bunch of people, we can dance a little bit and then head on out without anybody noticing. But it was hard for people to not notice us.
Yeah. I thought we could quietly observe in the corner and partake in
we did not
one
do that
dance.
At all.
And it couldn't have gone any differently.
No. So we pulled up and it was packed. It was crowded. There was a bunch of cars.
I had to park illegally in a small town in New Hampshire. That's not heard of very often.
Right. Yeah. So this contra dance that we actually chose to go to was in Nelson, New Hampshire. It was held at the town hall. Very nice place, but it was one of the longest continually running contra dances in the United States. Nelson, New Hampshire is going to celebrate its 250th birthday coming up this year. In 2017, so this is a place with a little bit of history, and contra dancing has come along with it.
And they practice the traditional contra dancing. From what I inferred, there are maybe sort of side styles or variations on the traditional dance. So we should note that what we experienced was considered traditional.
Very.
Like same thing they were doing 250 years ago.
Yep. So we walked in, I was happy to hear the fiddle going, which is the main piece of the music for contra dancing. So the fiddle was warming up, the band was warming up before we were even allowed in, so they were getting their time in.
And the first thing I saw was the free cookies.
Free cookies.
So I was psyched about that at first, although they led to a lot of trouble later, but I digress.
Yep. Yes, we walked in and clearly we were out of our league, and so I just kind of looked at the person next to us who was also changing her shoes, and Shannon wasn't changing her shoes. I was like, we're new here. And that opened up a conversation from everybody else kind of in the room and said, like, you know, we'll help you out, and, you know, it's fun to do, and this is what we're going to do in here, and don't worry about it. Welcome. Come on back anytime you want to. And we hadn't even shown up and danced yet.
Yeah, but the main messages were, you are welcome here. It is really fun, and do not worry.
Yeah. Oh, and you're going to sweat. That was the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, darn it, my cardigan, which I ended up taking off pretty quickly after the first dance.
Yeah, that cardigan got sweaty right quick.
Yeah, ooh.
Brilliant. Well, you know, the cardio on top of the overwhelming sense of nervousness.
Yeah, it was very clammy in many areas of my body.
Don't say anymore.
And so we started to dance. I mean, like,
wait,
do you
no,
want to go?
Something wait. Happened before we started.
What
to
else
dance.
Happened?
So what happened was we went into the dance hall and we were sitting on the bench looking around, and the musicians are kind of raring up to go, and I have my eyes on those cookies. But I had to wait for an opening where I wouldn't have to talk to a stranger or make eye contact with a stranger in order to get the cookie. I finally had a break. I got in there. I got my cookie. It was a crumbly, delicious, messy cookie to eat, and I was making a huge mess when the official dance started, and people started pairing off and twirling each other around, and here I'm thinking, we're just gonna chill here for a good 10, 15 minutes and get the lay of the land, and I'm going to just crumble this cookie all over myself. There was no time for that.
No
time. So I'm covered in cookie crumbs. People start whirling and twirling for about a minute. And then all of a sudden, we both got asked to dance.
Yeah. What? That was messed up.
Yeah.
But it was great. No, because otherwise, I would have been perfectly content sitting there for 15 minutes and being like, oh, we went to a contra dance.
Right.
Didn't participate, but we went, so that counts.
We know what it's all about.
We know, yeah. Yeah, that was maybe the first time I've been asked to dance since, like, a high school dancer. Like,
right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Crazy.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I have to compliment the people there who welcomed us as beginner and recognized we were beginners. And in fact, I noticed one woman was going around in a really nice way, and it almost seemed like she was letting everyone else there know that we were beginners. And I think the strategy is when two beginners come in to immediately separate them.
Right.
Because if you and I had tried to get in there as partners,
we'd have effed everything up.
We would have, the entire contra dance would be ruined. Yes.
Yeah.
It would have been terrible.
Yeah. I think that's the way, that is the strategy. And I'm glad that they did. And at one point we did on a few dances again, because you get to dance with every partner-ish,
right.
Unless there's more than one line. So we actually had a chance to meet up, and I think we just like, I think you probably spun me. and then we spun for a little while until someone else had us do something else. And then we joined back into there. We were split up again.
We were both, I would say, completely dependent on the more experienced dancers telling us what to do.
Yeah.
So anytime you and I did cross paths and there was no one to tell us what to do, we just made some stuff up until we finally got near someone to tell us what to do again.
Right. It was wild. So let's take a pause right there, and then we'll get into our dances, and then we'll come back with, just talk about that experience. Hey everybody, welcome back to So How Was Your Weekend with Shannon and Craig. We have talked about contra dancing, and Shannon, I've got to know, how are you feeling right now about contra dancing?
Emotionally, there was a lot more going on than I expected. I actually felt like I should have gone home and written a really long journal entry afterward, because there was a roller coaster of emotions going on.
Right. It was difficult. I would like to think that I've done some difficult things in my life, and I had done contra dancing before, but this hurt my head. This was harder than math, and it was about movement, and I'm pretty good with movement, but my brain went to mush pretty quickly.
Right. There's music, movement, timing that all goes together, but with 20 people in a line that are all different moving parts of it, it's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Number one. And I think our experience speaks to any time you're put in a situation, I know you and I are similar in this way, in a situation where you are trying something new and you aren't picking it up quickly and you don't feel like you're getting better at it. I have a very slim window for mastery. So if after 12 minutes I don't feel I'm achieving some sense of mastery, I usually would just want to leave that thing behind.
Yeah, there were parts in time, like during the dance, which lasted a long time.
So much longer than you want it to last.
I remember having conversations and just being like, when is this done? Like, it was a long time. And really, you start at one end and you go up and then you come back. So if there was, 12 partners, you dance with every one of them twice? Is that...
Pretty much. But also, some of the more experienced people were breaking down the math that it's 8-8 counts.
What does that mean?
So the way dance typically works, I took jazz class up until sixth grade. This is where my expertise comes from. Dance is choreographed in 8 counts, and at least a lot of music I know is measures of 4 counts. So it all fits together, multiples of 4. So they explained that the dance is the same 8-8 counts over and over again. So if you think of it as just 64 beats, and really each move was 8 beats, so it's 8 moves repeated over and over again for every dance, which sounds really simple. Especially because you repeat these 8 moves with different people, 20 times before that particular dance is called to an end? I don't know about you, by the end of going through that same 8 dance moves 20 times, I would feel like maybe I had gotten better at 1 or 2, but still had no idea what was happening.
No, I felt the amazing sense of accomplishment if I linked 2 moves together. Like if my hand was in the right place coming out of it, I felt pretty good about myself. I also felt really terrible about myself. Like I was either pushed or shoved or spun into people where if I was maybe on a subway, I would still apologize to those people. That's how hard I hit them.
It got real physical.
It was real, real. And I may have been out of control. I don't think it was me because I was always like connected to somebody, but I definitely would have been, I'm sorry, stranger, that I hit you that hard. And I wanted to turn around, but I just kept spinning. It was bad.
It is constantly moving. And one thing that I liked about that is no one partner really had to be stuck with me or with us. And so I would be feeling embarrassed and ashamed, all with a smile on my face. Keep in mind, this is what's so confusing about it. I'm at my peak frustration and feeling like a failure, all while having a splendid time. And that is not, those two things are not usually happening at the same time. But I would just fail for a little while with one person and then move on to someone else. So I wasn't as worried about the partners getting frustrated with me. I could focus all my frustration on myself.
I was completely focused on myself, and I have a hard time generally. If you know me, and certainly people who listen to this know me pretty well, I have a hard time with body space. I also have a hard time with looking people square in the eye. And if you're dancing with someone, you're supposed to be close and looking them in the eye. And that was very difficult. That was very difficult and very uncomfortable, but I did also have a smile on my face. It was, oh man.
What else? I can't think of anything else I've done that's pushed me to my peak of discomfort and frustration that I had fun doing.
Yeah. This is wild.
Yeah. Who knew that was going to happen?
Right. I kind of alluded to that. Like every time I go or had an experience with contra dance, I knew it was going to be a fun time, but we'll get into later. But you did 4 dances. I did 3 dances because I was able to sit out 1.
Yes. Whew. Well, the women were outnumbered, I believe. There was an instance or two of women pairing up to join the dance, but generally speaking, the fellas had more opportunity to sit up. I was being heavily courted.
Yeah.
I had 4 different dances with 4 different partners.
Yeah, and I had... 3-3, same woman.
Yeah.
It was very...
Craig got a steady.
Right, woo. Very nice, very... She put up with a lot, especially with me like not looking at her or holding her close enough or spinning her fast enough, but and saying sorry a bunch of times. But yeah, she kept welcoming me back.
And she makes a great cookie.
And she also supplied the cookie. So, you know, if she's listening out there, thanks for those. Oh, and there was cider. I had some cider at the break. Yeah, so the first dance we did, I felt like it went all right. I felt comfortable. I was like, okay, I can get this in a couple.
Yes. It was just, you were mostly with your partner in that dance.
Right, I think so. And it was just spinning and do-si-do-ing, which is where you, like, do revolutions around each other.
Right. Those are pretty, do-si-do is a pretty common dance move. I had heard of that one before.
Yeah.
And then just every single dance we did featured quite a large amount of, is it swinging or spinning, do they call it?
Whew, man, I don't know.
I don't know if they call it swinging or spinning, but it feels like spinning. I was getting really dizzy. I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to make it through.
Yeah, and there was people, I don't know how much you got swung or spun, but there was women partners for me who just like spun me like a top.
Like centrifugal force was happening.
I don't know how it happened. It was wild. And then there was other ones who I guess I was supposed to lead or take the lead and like spin them in the time that and the revolutions per second were not fast enough. I don't know. But it was what? It was crazy.
It was.
It was fun.
There were some limp spinners and then some super intense spinners.
Yeah. It was what? Oh, that man. Was cool. And then, so there was a second dance, and this is where you and I tried to sit out, because we were like, let's go talk, like, let's go hide in the corner or
and
talk.
One dance was overwhelming.
Yeah.
Emotionally, yeah. I can't stress this enough, that I've needed a mental break more than anything else.
Yeah.
But no,
we got picked up pretty quickly. We joined another line. There were so many people there, I had to be like two separate lines. And that was the one that, like, kicked me in the junk. That, like, I had no idea what was going on.
There was crisscrossing, walking between people, switching partners, switching back, promenading up and down the middle. And it was really hard to keep track of where you were supposed to be, who you were supposed to be dancing with, whether to promenade or not to promenade. But people were really good about, like, shoving us where we needed to be grabbing us.
Yeah, they were pretty nice, I guess. I bet they were frustrated a little bit of, like, they definitely don't have any idea what's going on. But, hey, they're younger than us. We weren't the youngest. There was probably a couple people younger than us. But we were definitely first-timers. We were very green.
However, everyone is a first-timer at some point. And I wonder what the learning curve is. I have no basis of knowledge. Do most people pick it up after a dance or two?
Yeah.
I don't know if we were above average or below average.
Yeah, I kept getting like, "Hey, you guys are doing pretty well," or like, "You're doing a good job." But I also say that to a lot of kids during my job. So like, it's encouraging, but like, I take a grain of salt with any sort of encouragement in my life.
Agreed.
So then, third dance happened. We paired for a second in that second dance, and then we were just like, what? Like, what? And we just, like, stood in the corner, and they're like, yeah, this dance is still going. And I was like, no.
Just when you think it's done and you've gone all the way down the line, it just keeps going. I don't know if there's a set number of repetitions before they call an end. I wasn't keeping – there was no way I could keep track of that.
It was a hard time. So then the third dance, you stayed in because you were asked, of course. You were hocked on. I went and sat down, and I actually got a little bit of information just about contra dancing in general. But we've sort of explained all that. But it was really nice to kind of like sit out and talk with somebody about contra dancing and how it got started, especially in Nelson. This one person that I talked to had been going since like 1972. So we've seen like this great like change of things, but everybody just comes and has a good time. And He said, quote, "This is the best fun you can have on a Monday night in the United States." Quote, end quote.
Ooh, bold statement. I might have to second that.
I can't not agree with that. There's really not much I get up to on Monday nights.
No.
There it is. But I sat out. You went in. You had your fun times.
And I struggled through yet another dance with, you know, maybe two moves that I achieved mastery of.
Mm-hmm. And I was looking at my watch. We had a set time that we were going to try to, like, get out of there because it was going to start to get late. And I was like, yes, Shannon's going to be done. And we get to go home soon. And then you sat down and I grabbed my cardigan and then boom, got asked to go back in again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That speaks to the fact that I think the people there really did want us to feel welcomed.
Yeah.
Because how would they know that we really wanted nothing more than to sit out of a dance or two?
Right.
Yeah. So that's really nice.
Yeah, and I would have had a much worse time if the people weren't so welcoming and encouraging. You know, if people are like, you suck, get out of here, and you've hit my knee and slammed into my wife a couple times, that sounds wrong, but if they had been had a different attitude about it, I probably would have been like better leaving.
Like an air of exclusivity and yeah. Huh. I'm wondering if I should do this right now. We can edit it out if we don't like it.
Okay.
If my example being rock climbing. Sorry, I'm sure there are really nice inclusive rock climbers out there. They didn't happen to be at the climbing gym my friend and I went to. And we both really enjoyed climbing, but ended up quitting simply because of the lack of welcoming environment at this climbing gym. Hmm. I'm not saying all climbers are that way, anything like that, but just to give an example of how the atmosphere in a new activity can encourage you or completely turn you off from it.
Yep.
So, what did I say when we got in the car to leave? This is pretty much a direct quote. I've never been so welcomed, supported, and encouraged in my entire life. Honestly.
Honestly. It was wild, man. I can't get enough. That was fun.
We're totally going back again.
I don't want to go back. No. I don't want to go back. Please don't make me go back.
I promised them you'd bring the cookies next week.
Yeah, I think, and that's the thing, is that I enjoyed myself, but boy, howdy, I don't know.
I want to go back as testament to the fact that they succeeded in being really welcoming.
Right. Like, I would go and clap on the sideline. Or I would just make cookies and be like, hey, thanks, guys.
Contra dancing is where it's at. I take back anything I said to the contrary.
Nicely done. Well, I don't have anything else. It was great. So, let's just end it here. If you want to get a hold of Shannon or I at So How Was Your Weekend, write us at howwasyourweekend@gmail.com or look us up on Twitter or Facebook.